the pole, reached up and pulled it back. Thank you, Joe. Yep. It was over the top, and he caught it and brought it back. Stayed with it all the way. Ahmad Rosario is the batter and takes a strike. You gotta time it perfectly on those jobs. And the pitch, swing and a miss, chased the slider low and away. The fence is not gonna give. It doesn't give. First of all, you gotta be tall enough to make the jump. Low and away, it's ball one and strike two. And if you have the height, you can do the jump and you can do it. And he did. Nicely done. 1-2 delivery. Bouncer hit near second. Terang has that and throws out Paredes.
That's the thing about that play, Uke. You see guys get back there in position, but mistime the jump. That's the key part of it, and Joey did it perfectly.
Wow. Mm. So Rosario, I said Paredes, he... Breaking ball, strike. This is Harold Ramirez. Paredes. Swing and a miss. Ramirez, a strikeout victim in last night's pinch hit appearance. But Paredes retired on that leaping catch. And then Rosario. Swing and a miss. He's been up twice and struck out twice. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Inning and a half complete. It's still the Brewers 1 and the Tampa Bay Rays nothing on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with quick rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th.
Before we continue, 10 for identification. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Joey Ortiz leads things off and takes a strike here in the Brewers' second inning. Tyler Alexander kicks and deals again, and he hit the outside corner. Two strikes on Joey. 279 for him. He's got a home run and has driven an eight from the stretch. Coming back low and away. Ball one and strike two. Baseball brought to you in part by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. And the left-hander deals again. He missed off the outside. Two balls and two strikes. Ready to work. 2-2 and coming back. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Ortiz. First strikeout for Tyler Alexander tonight, and the batter will be Jackson Churio. Baseball brought to you in part by Fleet Farm. They have you need in one stop. Whatever you need, they got it. And the pitch. It's right down the middle. Hardware to pet food. You're looking for a fishing rod? They got those too. Plenty of them. Find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm, strike two, right back to the outside corner. Not taking much time between pitches. Here he comes again. A little bit low and away with that one. Ball one and strike two on Jackson. 202 with four home runs. 13 driven in. And the pitch. Line to the gap. Gonna be a base hit. Churio with a one out single. And the batter is Bryce Terang. A reminder about the Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spreads. If you haven't tried them yet, folks, don't wait much longer. You're missing out. Put it on a cracker, your favorite sausage. It's delicious stuff. Fouled by Terang. And don't forget Cedar Crest. Great tasting ice cream. Ready to work. And from the stretch, here it is. Look out, Bryce up and in, vacuum away, one ball and one strike. Second hit in the game for the Crew, the one out base hit by Churio. He's coming back, and Churio running, and the throw is going to be late. Good throw by Rortford. Right on the bag, and the tag was there, but Churio was too. Rortford got out of there in a hurry and really uncorked a good throw. Well, there he is. Base hit could score a run. Brewers have the lead now at 1-0. Trying to add on with one out. We're in the second. And the pitch. Terang took a strike. Spun a breaking ball in there. Joey Weimer is due next. He made a run-saving catch in the second. And the pitch. Hit foul. Nice piece of hitting there by Terang. That was a breaking ball. He stayed back on it and tried to poke it to left. New sign, and Alexander deals, and so does Bryce Terang. Fouls another one. Ball two and strike two. Ready to work and coming back. Line to left center. Going to get a run in. Here comes Churio. Terang, a big turn. He'll hold on a nice piece of hitting. He took it to left center. Just what Alexander gave him. Pitch was down and away, went right along with it. Chorio scores. It is a 2-0 lead now, and here is Joey Weimer. Turan gets his 10th RBI of the year. And the pitch. Weimer had a home run cut at that baby. Ready to work from the stretch. Here it is. Joey, a bouncer up along third. That is a fair ball. It's rolling past third base. And on to third goes Turang. And Joey Weimer, I think, may get a base hit out of this. We'll see. If Paredes picks it clean, he may be able to throw him out. But Joey Weimer, with good speed, would have had a shot to beat it, too. It is a base hit for Weimer.
I think as well as Weimer runs, he probably still beats it out.
I think so, yeah.
The only thing about that that it allowed Turang to get to third because nobody was there to cover third base after Paredes sold out on the ball.
The race was on.
Yeah.
Kyle Snyder, Tampa Bay pitching coach, is out there in a fairly long conversation with Alexander. Now we're all set to go again. And the top of the order, William Contreras will be the batter. Single tallies in the first and second thus far. Two out base hit here could score one more, maybe two. Alexander for Contreras, too low and off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Now the stretch and the pitch. Runner goes up and in. There will be a throw back to third with Turang bluffing coming down the line from third. It's another stolen base for the crew. Weimer had a good jump. Got there without a throw. And when Turang took two steps down the line, Rortvedt fired to third. Look out. William up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Pottawatomie Sportsbook brings you every trip to the mound. Pottawatomie Milwaukee. Grand opening coming in May. And the pitch. He had a big rip and fouled that one out of play. A couple of stolen bases. Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs. Two great plans. One name you trust. You know that. Delta Dental. And the pitch. This one hit foul up along third. That one almost got a piece of Bryce Turang. Three balls, two strikes. Still only one out. Runners are at second and third. He is ready to work. 2-0 Brewers lead. And now the pitch. Contreras sends one deep enough to right. Near the warning track. Here comes Turang to score. Weimer tags and moves to third. It is 3-0 Brewers on a sack fly by William Contreras. One way or another, he does it. Rhys Hoskins is the batter. Nothing wrong with a two-out base hit here. Why not? Weaver, the runner at third, the pitch. That is in there. Borderline, but a strike. Hittable fastball, nothing in one. Playing at first base tonight, Alexander deals again. That one is hit in the air to right center. Deep. Warning track. Get up. It is caught at the wall by Palacios. Wow. Dandy of a catch by the Tampa Bay right fielder up against the wall. Hoskins was already at second base when he caught it. Wow. Man, that one looked like it had a chance to get out. Didn't happen. But the crew has the lead. On a couple of sack flies, one for sure. 3-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
And it's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Pitch and a slider in there for strike two. Freddie throwing strikes tonight. 24 pitches, 17 of them for strikes so far in this game. 0-2 pitch is lined down the left field line, hooking foul and out of play. And it stays at 0-2 on Caballero. He went 1-for-4 in last night's series opener. Brewers off to a good start here tonight with a 3-0 lead. Peralta's 0-2 pitch missed high. It's 1-2. Freddie looking into the right-handed hitting Caballero, the pitch. And he got him looking. Fastball at the knees at 97 miles per hour from Freddie Peralta. It's an Ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Third strikeout of the evening for Peralta. And now here's Jose Siri. First pitch swinging. Launches one out to left. Weimer goes back to the track. It is gone. Jose Siri sends one way out of here on a fastball at 96. His second home run of the season, and the Rays are on the board. It's a 3-1 ball game. Siri had been just two for his last 30 before that swing. He had been scuffling, but got all of that one. 452 feet off the bat of Jose Siri, and now to the top of the order in Yandy Diaz. First hit of this game for Tampa Bay, and Diaz takes low. It's 1-0. Pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. And it's 1-1 on Diaz. Grounded out to Peralta on the first pitch of this game. Back at the top of the first, 0-1 tonight. 1-1. Checked on a slider that missed down and away. They appeal to first. And Alex McKay says he didn't go. It's two balls and a strike here on Diaz. The AL batting crown winner from a year ago. Ground ball to second base. A couple of hops for Bryce Terang. Easy play to first. And the inning is over. But the Rays get on the board. The solo shot from Jose Siri makes it a 3-1 ball game. As we go to the bottom of the third on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Our contestant is Stephen Paulson from Mequon. Tyler Alexander faces Tyler Black in his first big league at bat. And the first pitch to Black misses down and away. It's 1-0. Steven will win a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. Visit WTMJ.com to enter in for official contest rules. 1-0 to Tyler. Chopped foul, first base side. And it's a ball and a strike. Black was having a fantastic start to his 2024 campaign. 25 games at AAA Nashville. He was hitting .303 with 5 home runs and 18 driven in. The 1-1. And Black took a breaking ball on the inside corner. And he's behind a ball and two strikes. Was not in the starting lineup. Gary Sanchez has left the game with right hamstring soreness. 1-2. Tapped foul. Got a piece of it and stays alive. First at bat in the big league career of 23-year-old Tyler Black, a native of Toronto, Canada. Alexander looks in. Here's the 1-2.
Lined out towards center, racing back is Siri, and it is off his glove and up against the wall. Black off to the races. He'll settle for a stand-up double, his first big league hit. That ball was scorched off the bat of Tyler Black. Siri was back on it, reached up, got his glove on it, and it hit off the top of his glove and then up against the wall. And a standing ovation here at American Family Field for Tyler Black. In his first big league at bat, he smokes a double out to center. So that has to feel good for Tyler Black. Get that out of the way right away. And here's Willie Adames. Alexander looks back at Black and the pitch. And Willie rips one down the left field line. This is a foul ball. Just a couple of feet foul down that left field line. If Adames has that straightened out, it's worth a run and extra bases for Willie as well. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of that double by Tyler Black. And West Bend, the silver lining. What a moment for Tyler Black. Caballero handed him the baseball and congratulated him. And then, of course, thrown out of play. Adames will use his time out here. No balls and one strike on Willie. Long look back at second base for Alexander. Holding now with four on the clock. He brings home the pitch and missed down and in. One ball and one strike here on Willie Adames. Brewers with a 3-1 lead and a golden opportunity here in the bottom of the third once again. 1-1 pitch. And floated in there with a sweeper for a strike. It's 1-2. Whether you're off to the ballpark or the dog park, Citgo top tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 1-2 pitch. Adames hits it in the air, but foul and out of play down the right field line. And it stays at 1-2 on Willie. The former Tampa Bay Ray, Willie Adames. Two seasons ago, he walked the Rays off in this ballpark when the Brewers swept a little two-game series. 1-2 pitch. Up and in. Little chin music for Adames. Two balls and two strikes the count. Alexander again looking back at Black. And now the 2-2. And Willie took up and in. He's worked the count full at three balls and two strikes. Brewers have had a great approach against Alexander so far tonight. He's up to 60 pitches. They have made him work. Three-two pitch. Chopped foul at the plate, and Adames stays alive. Willie, a sack fly back in the first inning. He's driven in a run tonight. He was 0-for-3 in the series opener last night. And now Willie will use his timeout. The first timeout was a timeout that Chris Guccione took himself. And so Adames still had his timeout to use, and he uses it here. As they reset the pitch clock for Tyler Alexander. 3-2 pitch. Down and in, and Adames works the walk. So leadoff double, then the walk, and the Brewers in business yet again here in the bottom of the third. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. That's the second walk issued by the left-hander. And that'll get some bodies starting to stir a little bit down in that Tampa Bay bullpen as Rortbet comes out to talk with Alexander. It is a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. State-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee.
Don't miss the grand opening in May. Potawatomi Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. Conference on the mound is over. As Rortvedt makes his way back behind home plate, he's looking into that Tampa Bay dugout right now. Blake Perkins is the batter for Milwaukee. Alexander looking in. And the pitch. Perkins squaring to bunt, pulls the bat back and takes the ball. They'll backpick Black at second base, but he's back in there standing up. Now, you heard you talk about it, that Black was not in the lineup today. And when he met with Pat Murphy, said, hey, you're not in there today, but be ready because we might have to call on you at some point. And he was called on in the first inning. 1-0, swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Rortvedt. It's 1-1. Jacob Lopez is getting loose in the Tampa Bay bullpen. Black was red hot down in AAA Nashville, and the Brewers trying to capitalize on that. 1-1, Perkins checks on a cutter that missed down and in. And it's two balls and one strike on Perkins. Lopez, another left-hander. The pitch swung on and fouled back. And it's 2-2 on Blake. Inning began with Tyler Black's stand-up double. And then Willy Adames with a walk. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Two balls and two strikes on Perkins. The pitch. High fly ball. This one into shallow center. Racing out there is the second baseman Ahmed Rosario to make the catch in shallow center. Infield fly was called for. Runners stay put. Still first and second, one away. And now Joey Ortiz is the batter for the Brewers. Ortiz struck out back in the second inning against Alexander. First pitch brought home, and Joey takes a strike. It's 0-1. Ortiz has been in a very good spot offensively during this homestand. 5-for-12 over the course of this stand. A lot of walks factored in there also. 0-1 is down and in. One ball and one strike on Joey Ortiz. He's reached base in 9 of his last 16 plate appearances coming into the game tonight, with a home run and 3 doubles in that stretch. 1-1 missed outside with a breaking ball. And it's 2 balls and a strike on Ortiz. Very good speed with Black at second base. Adames gets as much as he wants at first. 2-1, that's in there for a strike, and it's 2-2. That cutter from Alexander, it's not a high velocity cutter whatsoever. It's in the low to mid 80s. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Climbed the ladder with a fastball at 89, and Ortiz strikes out for the second time here tonight. There's two down. And now the batter will be Jackson Churio, singled in his last at bat. Good to see Churio have some success. Brewers would love to get Jackson Churio going on one of his hot streaks. At bats have looked better the last couple of days. And he takes a little bit high with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. Churio's average has jumped up to 211. He's 1-for-3 in this series, and now time is called as a baseball came onto the field, and Jose Siri picks it up and tosses it into the Tampa Bay bullpen. One ball and no strikes on Churio. Alexander looks in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up. And a good one from Alexander. It's 1-1. Alexander looks at Black. He's been standing at second base all inning long. The 1-1. Jackson lifts one high in the air on the infield. Rosario, the second baseman, calling for it. Now backpedaling. He finds it, though, and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Brewers got a leadoff double from Tyler Black, but they strand him there. And Adames at first. We go to the fourth inning. It's a 3-1 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Seniors, WPS Health Insurance wants to see you at American Family Field on select weekday home games. Seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets and are invited to stroll along the outfield warning track following the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Three to one, Brewers lead it as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Richie Palacios to lead things off for Tampa Bay. In a brief time as William Contreras gets his gear situated correctly. Brewers with a run in the first inning, two more in the second inning. Only run for the Rays, a solo shot from Jose Siri in the top of the third. First pitch to Palacios, skied high in the air, shallow right field. Terang, the second baseman, racing out, making the catch, and there's one away. Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, this is more. Here's Randy Arozarena. And the breaking ball in there for a strike. That was the slider from Freddie. And it's 0-1. Arozarena popped up to Ortiz. Back in the first inning, takes their called strike. That was a fastball that dotted the low outside corner. And it's nothing in two on Arozarena. Peralta brings home the pitch. And he was able to check on a curveball down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes the count. Freddie's pitched well. Just the one big swing from Siri is the only base runner the Rays who've had. Swing and a miss. Arozarena down on strikes. Ortho ASAP strikeout number four on the night for Freddie Peralta. He's had a strikeout per inning. And there's two down for Isaac Paredes. Time to drive around the league. It is brought to you by Construction Business Group. First pitch to Paredes is just a little bit outside. It's 1-0. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. The 1-0 is in there for a strike with a slider, and it's 1-1. Cubs and Mets in New York tied at 1. That game's in the top of the sixth. Detroit leads St. Louis in Detroit 7-5 in the bottom of the sixth. Ground ball foul up the third baseline. And it's 1-2 on Paredes. Orioles leading the Yankees after shutting New York out 2-0 last night. They're ahead 4-2 tonight. That game's in the top of the eighth. Cardinals winners earlier today in that doubleheader with a 2-1 win over the Tigers. 1-2 pitch to Paredes. Missed outside. And it's 2-2. Freddie's velo is up tonight. That was 98 miles an hour with that last fastball. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And he missed a little bit low. They appeal to first. And Alex McKay says he didn't offer at it. That was a slider. And that's been a big pitch for Freddie really since 2021. Here comes the 3-2. Popped him up. Foul and out of play behind home plate. And we'll do it again. Paredes was good in last night's game. 2-for-4. Came in hitting 283 with 7 home runs. 3-2 pitch. That's fouled out of play. First base side. We'll do it again at 3-2. Peralta has been in control. And his offense has given him some run support tonight. 3-2, swing and a miss. Swung through a curveball. Strikeout number 5 for Freddie Peralta in a 1-2-3. Top of the fourth inning. We go to the bottom of 4. Brewers with a 3-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on honey and tea.
12 ounce bargain bee honey, just 2 for $5. Or 20 count Bigelow tea, 2 for $5.
I caramba, hot, hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain bee, 2 for $5. Bigelow, also 2 for $5.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
It's Woodmans.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Bryce Terang leads off the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 3-1 Brewers lead. Tyler Alexander stays out there on the mound for the Rays. And the first pitch to Terang. He squares to bunt, pulls the bat back, and took low for a ball. It's 1-0. Terang with an RBI single back in the second inning. His first hit of the series after going 0-for-3 in last night's game. Bunts this one right back to Alexander. Off the mound to field it. Spins and throws to first. And there's one away. That is not what Terang was trying to accomplish. He was trying to get that ball up that first base line more than that. But he bunted it right to Alexander. And there's one away for Joey Weimer. Weimer with an infield single back in the second inning. Alexander's first pitch to him. In there with a bender for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brewers trying to even up this series here on this Tuesday night. Alexander's 0-1 pitch. Lined into left. That's down for a base hit for Joey Weimer. So Weimer is 2-for-2. That's a great sign for Joey. That retooled swing in the offseason, trying to find some success and some consistency with it. Got a change up that was left up, and he turned that pitch into a line drive into left field. So a one out single for Weimer, and here's Contreras. Alexander working out of the stretch comes set at the belt. And the pitch, and Contreras took inside. It's 1-0. A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers: distracted driving puts everyone at risk. Stay focused and drive safe. Weimer has a decent lead at first. Pitch goes inside on Contreras, and it's 2-0. Joey swiped a bag back in that second inning. Hoskins in the on deck circle. 2-0. And Contreras took a strike with a fastball right at the knees. It's 2-1. Contreras has been really good with runners on base this year, hitting .442 when runners are on. Alexander looks at first. Here's the 2-1. And there's a strike. Caught the inside edge with a two-seam fastball. And the count is even now, 2 balls and 2 strikes on William. Contreras 1-for-1 with an RBI in this game. There goes Weimer. The pitch is bounced foul at the third base line. And we will do it again at 2-2. Contreras has led off for the Brewers 4 times now this year. And as the leadoff batter in the game, he's 3-for-4 with a home run. Singled tonight as the leadoff man. Now time is called. As Contreras decided at the last second he wanted to use his timeout. Readjusts his gloves and now gets back into the box. Runner at first and one out. Bottom of the fourth inning, a 3-1 Brewers lead. They've out hit the Rays 6-1 in this game. There goes the runner, and they got him picked off to first. Now Caballero, the shortstop, applies the tag on Weimer, and he is picked off. So two down now and nobody on, and a 2-2 count on Contreras. That's just a really good move by Alexander. Weimer taking off on his first move, and he tossed it over to Diaz, who then applied the tag. Or rather, threw the ball to Caballero, who applied the tag on Weimer. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Contreras strikes out. And the inning is over. Brewers got a one-out single from Joey Weimer, but unable to push anything across. We head to the fifth inning here at American Family Field. It's a 3-1 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode. because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Brewers with a 3-1 lead as we head to the top of the fifth inning and back in with the play-by-play. Here's Bob Uecker.
All right, Lane, thank you. And Ahmed Rosario will lead things off for Tampa Bay. Peralta set to work, and the opening pitch in the fifth inning rides a little bit high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Freddie all set again. The kick and the pitch hit. Foul, and it's ball one and strike one. Vibe check, a cooler full of busy hard seltzer. Big Vibe, we call it. Seltzer that passes the vibe check. Here comes Freddie. Bouncer hit to short, slowly. And Willie Adames picks it clean and throws him out. One up and one down. Harold Ramirez, the DH, will be the batter, a strikeout victim, his first time up tonight. Do it again for you tomorrow. Final game of the homestand. The Brewers have the day off on Thursday. Check swing strike anyway on Ramirez before they hit the road. Friday coming back. A little bit low and away that time. Ball one, strike one now.
Feels like we just got home in many ways.
Yeah, especially with the day off, which is nice. And the 1-1 delivery, too low and off the outside, he missed. Two balls and a strike. Get to Chicago.
Absolutely.
And the pitch. A strike to the outside corner with a breaking ball. Yeah, that day off on Thursday is nice. And then to head down to Chicago to open up against the Cubs. Here he comes. Look out. Ooh, that one hit Ramirez and got him good. Hate to see that happen when you're out front. And he was, and that one had some sting on it. Ramirez slowly to first base. He's going to be all right, but that one got him pretty good. Manuel Rodriguez is one of the two up for Tampa Bay. And the other be, let's see, Jacob Lopez. With a runner aboard, one man out, and Ben Rortvedt, the catcher, the batter. Here comes Freddie. It's a little bit high, and the throw back to first. And Contreras, as we move through this season, teams and players are learning a lot more about William Contreras. The velocity of his throws, he's got a cannon for an arm. And the plays at first base are usually pretty close when he tries to throw behind a runner. Curveball drops in nicely. One ball and one strike now.
That's something he worked a lot on in the offseason and was working on during spring training. It's paid off. He's been dangerous.
He's right there, isn't he?
You bet.
1-1 delivery. And the pitch swinging and a foul down the left field side and out of play. Ball one and strike two on Rortvedt. Bounced out his first time. Peralta deals again, and up goes Contreras to pull that one down.
Now that Cup Series, that'll be a fun series. The two teams running in front right now in the Central.
Yeah.
I think they're both going to be right there most of the year.
Two old friends.
One way to talk about it.
Yeah. 2-2 delivery, and he missed upstairs. 3-2 now, former Brewers skipper Craig Counsell, and now Brewers skipper Pat Murphy, longtime friends, and they go up against each other for the first time. Runner goes, swing and a miss, throw to second, going to be plenty of time. Got him. It's a double play. The strikeout and the throw by Contreras. He took his time with that one and threw it right on the bag. And, yeah, Ramirez slid right into it. Nicely done. 4 1/2 are in the book. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. It is still the Brewers leading Tampa 3-1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Brewers 3 and the Rays 1. Bottom half of inning number 5. Jacob Lopez is the new pitcher. And the pitch is outside, ball 1. And the left-hander deals. That's a strike. And it's even now. Alexander, 4-plus innings, if you will. And Lopez deals. A little bit tardy on that fastball is Reese Hoskins. He has walked and flied to right field. From the stretch. Here it is, and he checked in time, and it's ball 2 and strike 2. And the left-hander deals again, and that one nailed Hoskins. And he is down and slow to get up. That one got him, I think, around the shin or the leg somewhere, and he's trotting to first, but not feeling the same way he did when he walked up to home plate. That one had some sting in it. Hit by a pitch. And the Brewers have a runner. And Tyler Black is the batter. Lopez is ready and coming back. Look out, almost hit Tyler Black with that one. One ball and no strikes. A double back in the third for Tyler Black. And the pitch to him. Jam job hit foul against the screen. One ball and one strike. Baseball brought to you in part by Usinger's. It'll be grilling time pretty soon. Today wasn't all that bad. Got to the 70s anyway. Look